And any other words for different types of different groups of people, like say someone way up in the mountains?
We're mountaineer.
Okay, but
hillbillies.
Okay.
Oh, is it? Anybody in Tennessee called a hillbilly. In the army, they call them all hillbillies.
Okay, what about someone who lives out in the country and doesn't even know much about the town, and when he comes to town, everybody knows?
Call him a country hick.
Okay. Okay, so if you looked at a party, say, if you looked at your watch and it was, around 11:30 or a little after, you'd say, well, we better be getting home. It's, what, midnight? It's
close to midnight, nearly midnight.
Okay. And you say if it were real icy outside and you were walking out, you might say, well, it's real slippery out there. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times
I slipped.
Yeah.
I liked it, I fell.
Okay. And if someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere, and calls out to you and asks you if you'll be ready soon, you might say, well, I'll be with you in
just a minute.
Okay. And say you were going to Nashville and you knew you were headed in the right direction, but you weren't sure of the distance. You might stop and ask someone how
far is it to Nashville?
Okay. And if you wanted to know how many times I did something, you might ask me how.
How many times?
Or how often.
How often.
Okay. And say if you're given a choice of two things, and you say, I ask you which one you want, you say, well, it doesn't matter to me, just give me what.
One or the other, or either one.
Okay. And this part of my head is called my
forehead.
Okay. And this is my
hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a
beard.
Okay. And this is my
ear.
Which one?
That's it. That's it.
Okay, and this is my
right here.
Okay. And this
is my
lips. Or the whole thing is the
mouth.
Okay. And this is
neck.
Okay. And this
throat.
Okay. Do you have any other special name for this thing?
I don't
know. Okay.
On land, well, I don't have much to show. Bluff will come.
Yeah.
Go pretty prompt.
Okay, what about the word goozle?
Well, that's it.
What does that mean?
Well, they refer sometimes if you have that good already, you track going down while you swallow.
So it's on
the... It's a good, I guess it's a good, it's a stomach, it's a good.
Okay, it's on the inside of the throat then.
Yeah, it's on the inside of the throat, the good.
Okay, and these are the...
Teeth?
Okay, and this is one...
Tooth.
Okay, and the flesh around the teeth called the
gums.
Okay. And this part of my hand is the
arm.
Okay. And this is a
fist.
The tooth.
Fist.
Okay. And the place where the bones come together is called the
joint.
Okay. And on a man, this is a
chest.
Okay. And this is one
hand.
Or two
hands.
Okay. And these are my
shoulders.
Okay. This is my
what? That's the leg.
Okay, and this is my
foot.
And I have two
feet.
Okay. And this sensitive bone right here.
Shin.
Okay. And do you have an expression? Say, if I got down in this position, how would you call that?
Squatted down or hunkered down.
Okay. Is hunker down the same as squat?
About the same, yeah. Hunker down. Yeah, that doesn't
say that. Someone told me that hunker down, that at least they thought of hunker down as being you had to have your knees and drawn toward your chest, sort of.
That ain't even that. I'm not afraid it would all be about the same. Some say, I've seen people just squat right down around the knees, trying to get just sit that way for half an hour maybe and talk.
Yeah.
And I came out, I just cut the circulation off of my legs. That may be more hunkered down when they really just sit down, but I consider even one about the same.
Yeah. Would you have another way of expressing that, like saying that so-and-so was down on his
knees?
Okay.
Because that'd be more on your knee. That wouldn't be squatting the hunkered. That'd be down on your hands and knees. Maybe down on your knees.